Hi, my name is Martha Painter, and I am the spokesperson for the New Brunswick Abortion Care Network. I'm also an assistant professor at the University of New Brunswick in Fredericton.
Tell me about this announcement today.
So we are so pleased to announce in time for a celebration that coincides with the 35th anniversary of the Morgenthaler decision that we as abortion healthcare professionals across the province have formed an independent network that we will use as a platform to promote our services, to share information with the public about how to access care, to improve training for healthcare professionals, to interface with the government and other bodies that could use our advocacy. So it's a really exciting moment for us as care providers, and hopefully will really help the province to advance a positive and comprehensive understanding of how care works.
Now, you mentioned in the press release that, you know, New Brunswick has made significant strides to improve access in recent years, but that there's also room for improvement. I think, you know, most people know there are, you know, just two hospitals in the province where surgical abortions are available, but that's not the whole access story, is it?
There's three hospitals, and that's the same as in Nova Scotia, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta. Most provinces and territories in Canada have between one and three sites for surgical services. The demand for surgical services has fallen year over year since the introduction of medication abortion in 2017. So that's, you know, an example right there, Erica, that you were unaware of the third hospital providing care. And we really want patients to know everything that's out there. There are medication abortion prescribers all across the province in primary care, including nurse practitioners and family doctors. And, you know, medication abortion itself is still quite new, and some people don't know it exists or how it works. So that's information as well that we want to share and to normalize conversation about abortion and get over some of the stigma that has really lingered in this province.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there's also self-referral available in a number of family planning centers, and that's been in place since 2014. So I think many people think that they do need to go to a primary healthcare provider. And in New Brunswick, there's a lot of people without one of those. So that's not always necessary.
It's never necessary. No. So that's another point that's really important, that people don't waste time trying to get into a walk-in clinic or their family doctor to get a referral when you don't need a referral. Just call. And we've provided five numbers in the press release, depending on what zone you're in. And those clinics and hospital-based clinics will make sure that you're directed to care immediately.
Okay. Now, in terms of, you know, the issues that remain for access and what this, you know, I guess part of what this new network will be working on, what do you think are the main things you'd like to tackle?
The number one issue is definitely misinformation and lack of information. So New Brunswickers need to understand how abortion works. Aspiration abortion or surgical abortion is a very simple procedure. It takes about 7 minutes. Medication abortion includes five different pills. It's an intense experience, similar to a miscarriage. Heavy cramping, heavy bleeding can last a couple of days. So it's not an instant fix. And we need to be more forthright and familiar with these very basic and essential parts of our reproductive health repertoire. And we've just had so many years of treating abortion like it was some secret special service. And it is normal. It is common. It is safe. And New Brunswickers should know about it and should know how to access it and know that both surgical abortion and medication abortion are available publicly funded if you have a health card. So in addition to the information gap that we need to fill, we're also really concerned about the equity issues when we're insisting that people have a Medicare card to get care. There are a lot of people without papers, and as care providers, we would never want to turn anyone away. So that is a policy issue that really is a serious priority for this province and every province to address.
I guess you mentioned that this is, you know, you're launching this network on the anniversary of the Morgenthaler decision. We've obviously come a long way in Canada since 1988. Do you want to say anything about the sort of momentousness of that anniversary?
Well, even though we've made incredible strides, you know, 35 years ago, we became the only country in the entire world to have completely decriminalized care. And we remain the only country in the entire world with completely decriminalized care. And leadership globally, I don't think Canadians recognize just how exceptional and important that is to equity and to our democracy. And so as healthcare providers, we lean on Dr. Henry Morgenthaler's legacy. We want to carry on in his footsteps, always expanding access to care and keeping abortion in the news, in people's consciousness. So for us, the best way to honor him and that momentous Supreme Court decision is to come together to really have a public face to change the conversation about abortion in this province. It's really important for us to have, as healthcare professionals, an independent platform for us to communicate directly with the public about how to access care and how care can be improved.